All right.
Nice shirt.
Just don't. What can you say? Yeah, it is a nice shirt. Okay.
Do we need anything special for Cinco de Mayo?
No, we're playing. You know, that's special. The fact that we're still playing and we're involved in the playoffs, I think, is a good celebration.
Do you have any update on Robin Lopez?
Just same thing, really. Nothing has changed since yesterday. He's still making progress. He won't play tonight if that's what we're asking. But we're hopeful for maybe, you know, something that can happen in the future. So in the near future, so we'll give it another go at it tomorrow and see where he is, and then we'll make an evaluation, and then you know, we'll make a judgment call on to what we think.
Did something flare up with him with his back?
No, not really. I mean, obviously when he gets out and play, and we had him going up and down, he's going to get a little soreness in it, but that's not unusual. But we're just, as we said, we're not going to push the issue. I mean, if he can get through workouts and feel good about it and think that he can contribute, then that's what we'll do. We're not. We're not. We wore these uniforms long before this issue came up. I mean, this is not the first time that we've worn these uniforms. So it's not a – the statement that we're making is that, you know, there's diversity in the NBA, there's diversity in our community. That's the only thing that we're embracing. You know, anything other than that, you guys can run with it and do whatever you want. But that's what we're embracing, the fact that there's over 400 players in this league from 74 different countries and, you know, every nationality and background that you can think of. That's our statement.
Coach, game one went pretty well. Are there adjustments you guys make, or you pretty much just come out with the same game?
Well, I think you got to understand that they're going to make adjustments and we're going to have to react to their adjustments. I mean, obviously, we don't know what that is until – it actually, you know, the game actually start, but we're still going to try to play at the same pace, and we're going to try to do the same job as far as rebounding. You know, I think I'd like to see us cut down on our turnovers a little bit, but there'll be runs and reactions and things that we'll have to do within the game. That's the way it's going to always be with this team. You know, with San Antonio, they're, you know, not only a really good team, but they're probably one of the smartest teams. And Pop does a great job of coming up with some kind of adjustments that we'll have to adjust to also.
Were you surprised they didn't trap the pick and roll with Steve more?
They did. But they did, though. They did it a lot. So, you know, I'm sure we'll see something, and I'm sure they feel like that we'll do something also. It's just going to be within the game. When the game starts and the flow of the game is going on, then there's going to have to be adjustments that you're going to have to make.
Does the early start time change your preparation?
No, not really. Just takes away an hour nap, you know. Takes an hour of the nap away, that's all. No, it really doesn't. I mean, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 7:30. I don't think it really matters at all.
Did you guys be able to keep the pace they played at from game one?
We played that way the whole year. You know, we played at that pace the whole year. So unless someone tried to slow us down, and when they did, we still try to, you know, keep the pace up. I mean, it's not a, as I say to everyone, it's not a real breakneck pace. What it is basically a rhythm that we try to establish. And one of the things that we have to do to keep that rhythm going is not foul so much. We foul way too much in the first game, and that slowed down everything. They shot 22 free throws at the half, so we got to do a much better job of not fouling and keeping the floor of the game going. Well, I think that we just did a very poor job sometime in our rotations and then our closeouts. We just got to do a better job in those areas right there. And then, you know, we had a couple of little touch fouls that we just got to get rid of, you know.
Do you like how they handle that as far as like questionable stuff?
Oh, no, I don't think, I mean, we fouled, you know. I mean, there weren't very many questionable things out there. I mean, we fouled. I mean, if they foul, they're going to call them and put them on the line. So we just got to do a better job with that. And, I mean, obviously guys rough the game differently, and you got to adjust to that, you know. But I didn't think that any other things that they call, you know, all of them were fouls. I mean, we didn't get to the spot in time, or we reached in and made a foul, and they called it, and that's what slowed the game down. Yeah, no, we don't want to foul, you know, number one, because it slows the game down. And then number two, you know, we don't want to get ourselves in foul trouble. So those two things right there factor in. We got to be able to play. You know, I thought we did a good job in the Portland series of not fouling and keeping the floor of the game going, even in some of the games where they slowed everything down. So we just got to make sure that we're playing, moving our feet, and not reaching anything.